You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, fire activity in the Northwest Fire Zone has progressively gotten worse over the past few days. Smoke has inundated local communities for more than 3 days now, with moderate to high levels of particulate matter in the air. Those are tiny particles that can impact lung development and cause respiratory issues for many. Crews have been hitting the Coria Creek fire near Whitsett and other out-of-control fires north of the Babine Park hard over the last 72 hours. Some progress has been made and containment efforts are ongoing, but very little rain is forecast for the coming days. On Sunday, the incident commander for the Coria Creek fire gave this update.
My name is Brett Leversage. I'm the incident commander of R32019. Today, we've benefited from some light easterly winds, which favors us. Fire behavior on the east flank there has been subdued because of that. So we have two heavy helicopters bucketing, and they're holding that eastern flank well. We have seen a fair bit of activity, but that's on the west side and sort of burning uphill. The fire currently is about 4 kilometers from the closest property, about 5 kilometers from Highway 16. Needs to come downhill a fair bit and through some progressively more favorable fuel types for us to get to that point.
Today, we'll check in with BC Wildfire Information Officer Kazda Thomas about the current situation in the Northwest Fire Zone and what we can expect from fire activity over the coming days. Stay with us.
So my name is Kazda Thomas. I'm a fire information officer with the Northwest Fire Center, and I'm based out of Smithers.
Great, Kazda. Thanks so much for being with us here on CICK News. Of course, it's become a pretty hot and dry season. We've started to see a lot of fires here in the Northwest Fire Center. Maybe you could give us an update as to where things are at right now.
Yeah, so currently in the Northwest Fire Center, we have 19 active fires. The majority of those fires are in the Bulkley and Nadina Fire Zone, although we do have a couple in the Skeena Fire Zone and one under control in the Cassiar Fire Zone. We've had three fires in new fires in the last 7 days, and really the majority of these fires have been caused by lightning. However, some are suspected to be human caused.
Great, Kazda. I see that there are a couple that were relatively new in the last few days, and now this one, I'm sure, of concern for many that's up near Whitsett, the community of Whitsett. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about the situation with that fire in particular, which is now a fire of note.
Yeah, absolutely. Today we have 17 firefighters on site there. We also have three helicopters working that fire. For the last couple of days, we've had two heavy lift helicopters bucketing on the east side of the fire, which is the side that we're most concerned about, as that, of course, is the side that would, if it were to grow, would be towards the community. We do have a structure protection specialist and a structure protection crew on site doing assessments. And we also have two heavy equipment strike teams. Now this fire is burning in very steep and inaccessible terrain. And so those heavy equipment strike teams are working to build containment lines further down the mountain in safe, workable terrain. And then as they do that, then we have opportunities for crews to come in and work off those containment lines. So we're steadily increasing the amount of crew resources that are working there as well.
I know there are also three fires that are kind of in the Babine area, especially in the Babine Park area. What can you tell us about the current status with those three fires?
Yeah, so we do have R40993, and that's quite a ways north. And that's burning in a location that's not near to any communities or anything. And so that's just a monitor response at this time. R32020. That's probably the one you're talking about in the Babine corridor there. We do have a fair amount of crews working on that fire. We actually have 20 BC Welfare Service folks, as well as 20 Ontario crews. crew people and 3 contract crews working on that fire. And they're making really good progress. They have that fire fully wrapped with hose, and they're working on a 50-foot wet line, which basically just means they're putting water on the edge of the fire and moving inwards up to 50 feet. As well, we have wildfire 2019 or R32019. Oh, sorry, I already told you about that one. Just give me one sec. I'm getting my numbers mixed up. R31901. And this wildfire currently has an evacuation alert in place for structures on the north end of the fire. We do have heavy equipment on site there. However, in the recent days, fire growth has been in a favorable direction, so not towards the structures to the north.
Casa, maybe you can explain to our listeners about how do these fires get designated, and you know, when do you know, or when do you get the crews get the word that they need to go on and work on a particular fire, and when not to, and when to divert those crews to a more needed direction?
Yeah, that's a good question. So even as we have crews working on fires that are longer term sustained action fires, it's important that we keep initial attack crews available for any potential new starts. So we always do have initial attack crews available to immediately dispatch when the conditions warranted, of course. And so, you know, if there's a report of fire, then those crews are available to do that. We do prioritize fires with human life and property being our number one priority, of course. And then, you know, if there are fires that are in more remote areas, or perhaps in areas where they're not going to make any impact, or perhaps where ecological value might come from allowing them to burn, then that's a consideration as well. But always keeping in mind our priorities of human life and property as our number one priority.
Just a couple others for you. I know we've also got a lot of questions about how these fires actually get designated. I know folks use the app and sometimes I'm not sure when or if a particular fire will go from red to yellow to green. So how does this all work, and how do they get designated to their severity, and what is needed to see in the growth of a fire or severity of a fire to have it listed as out of control or a fire of note?
Yeah, so those are really two different things. So a wildfire of note is a wildfire that is, I mean, it would typically be highly visible or pose a potential threat to public safety. And so in the case of the fire near Whitsett, we did designate that a wildfire of note simply because there's an evacuation alert there for properties in the area and it's highly visible from the highway. When we're talking about the stage of control for a fire that is out of control is a wildfire that is spreading or that is anticipated to spread beyond the current perimeter or control line. So a fire will remain in that status until the incident commander is satisfied that they do not believe it will spread beyond the control line or the current perimeter. Once we believe it to be likely that it will not spread beyond those lines, then we will move it into the being held status. And then once we have more surety about that, it moves into the under control status. And this is all based on forecasted weather and whether or not it's anticipated to spread.
Just the last thing for you, Kazda. Right now, obviously, we're seeing, you know, nearly 400 fires burning across the province. As you mentioned, quite a few here in the Northwest Fire Center. What's the long-term outlook here? It looks like we could get a little bit of rain in the forecast, but not much. And, you know, those temperatures seem to be sustaining for the next little bit. So what's kind of the long-term outlook here as we get into almost into September in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, long-term outlook is really hard to predict, even for forecasters who, you know, are experts in the field. So I will tell you that we don't have a lot of idea long-term. In the short term, we are expecting inflow winds today and tomorrow and keeping our eyes on that, a little bit of a wind shift, and then potentially some light scattered showers. Forecasters are saying that going into next week, we may see a ridge rebuild, but their confidence is not high. So really not sure long-term what to expect, but that's something that we keep on top of every day here with BCWS, and often 2 times a day we're meeting with forecasters to kind of look ahead to the next operational period and few days ahead.
Okay, Kazda, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for your work on this and for keeping us informed. We'll stay in touch.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Dan, very much.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.